A video shot by a man in Virginia shows the moment before he killed two people. The former Virginia TV station employee carried a body camera and a gun.
That video shows him approaching a crew at work outside a mall. He points his gun at a reporter. Nobody seems to notice him. He then pauses 21 seconds. He's just watching his victims before finally opening fire.
We call this to your attention this morning because yesterday's gunman was not the only one who has worn a body camera. This has happened several times. NPR's Arthi Shahani has been asking why.
Brad Bushman saw the video that was posted online yesterday morning.
When I watched it, it looked like a first-person shooter video game to me. The viewer had the same visual perspective as the killer.
Bushman is a professor of communication and psychology at Ohio State University. He points out it was deeply disturbing amateur footage.
You can see some of the shootings, but then the camera drops and everything turns black.
The wearable camera wasn't quite as handy as, say, a drone that flies around you to record. But still, it is fairly user-friendly. And experts say, as recording devices become higher quality and easier to use, we're going to see them become part of the toolkit for murderers who want attention.
Just yesterday, nobody knew who Vester Lee Flanagan II even was.
And these videos are far more powerful than 140-character tweets about the intent to kill, because, Bushman says, people notice violent actions.
We're hardwired to pay attention to violence. Our ancient ancestors, who ignored violent cues, became extinct.
Murder on video has happened before. In January, the Paris supermarket attacker was wearing a camera. The gunman who killed four people at the Brussels Jewish Museum in May of last year reportedly had a camera too. In 2012, the shooter in Toulouse who killed four at a school filmed himself. And the Islamic State is constantly rolling tape. But filming to make propaganda feels different from filming to memorialize oneself.
But the difference is not that great.
Dr. Jeff Victoroff is the professor of clinical neurology and psychiatry at the University of Southern California, Keck School of Medicine.
Whether you're doing it on behalf of a group or on behalf of yourself, recording instances of aggression is a way to capitalize on a peak life experience, a terrible one, and make more of yourself or of your group.
He predicts more murderers will strap themselves with body cameras and will get live feeds as technology enables that. Bushman and Victoroff disagree about the influence of technology. Bushman says because things can go viral, the incentive to murder, to gain attention, is stronger. Victoroff says wearable cameras just give those already inclined a chance to show off.
By immortalizing their aggressive acts.
The Twitter and Facebook accounts of the Virginia gunman were taken down yesterday. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.